Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, it is a blessed day in Christ Jesus. This Brother Nate with another God's Word Man broadcast on this blessed Tuesday. I thank God for all you've been listening. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to let you know that the phone lines will be open throughout all times through this broadcast today. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing over there, just contact us at the email address, godswordman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So I thank God for another blessed day. And wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we're grateful today, Lord God, that you have blessed us on this very day. And Lord God, you have blessed us once again with this opportunity to assemble together in your name as we go into the word of God. Lord, we dare not enter your word without your spirit. So therefore, Lord, we make this request that your spirit would accompany us on this journey. So dear Father, we thank you for being the all-wise God and for hearing our prayers as we pray according to your word. And we will give you the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Thank God for all of you that's been listening. We are continuing on tonight. We are with part two of Signs Given of Jesus Coming. Signs Given of Jesus Coming. And in part one, we looked at how that there were signs even given when Jesus first came. We looked at and read how that the shepherds followed the star. An angel even told them how to recognize who Jesus would be as a babe. And so there were signs given. We know that over here on this continent, before Christ came in the flesh, the people over here on this continent was given a sign to let them know that the birth of Christ had happened. And so we looked at that, and hopefully some of us, I pray that all that's listening have come to understand there are times that the Lord will give a sign of things particular. But we will also want to understand that as Christians, signs is not to be the main thing of our Christian walk. And I say that because Romans 8 tells us that as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And so if we were to be led by signs, then it would be no more of faith. Okay? So this is why that, you know, the Lord gives signs for particular things, particular events. But I tell you this because as a Christian, I don't want you to misunderstand and think that every time you got to have a sign or look for a sign, okay? Because once again, if you go in your Christian walk looking for signs all the time, it will no more be faith. You wouldn't be no more led by the Spirit of God. You'd be led by signs, okay? So I wanted to get that and make that clear. But however, we're discussing that there are signs given of Jesus coming. Now, there were signs given for his first coming. There's going to be signs given of his second coming. Amen. And so I want to pick up from, I believe, where we left off at. I want to go into the word of the Lord. And for those of you that are first-time listeners, I ask that you will go back after listening tonight to part one, where that I give you a name of the broadcasts that we did in the past, where you can hear more on two other books that I mentioned that is contained also the Word of God along with the Bible, which is called the Record of Nephi and the Word of the Lord. And so when you hear me call out scriptures like I'm going to go to the Word of the Lord, the Record of Nephi, and, you know, I don't want you to be at a point you want to, okay, what is he talking about? Okay, amen. So I pray that after the night, you go back and listen to part one to catch up to speed. Amen. And part one, I give you more information on how to find out concerning these other two books, the Record of Nephi and the Word of the Lord. Now, going on, I want to go to the message that is called Message 105th Message, which distinctly means that this is the 105th time that the Lord sent his angel, the Elijah, the resurrected John the Baptist, as he had promised in his word, to send Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Lord sent this message out June the 17th, 1989. And once again, as I said many times on many broadcasts before, I do not have a problem giving you dates because I want you to ask Jesus about it. Amen. There's nothing hideous going on here. The Lord Jesus wants me to tell you and to point you to him. Now, in this 105th message, the Lord had his angel to deliver this message. And one of the scriptures in here says, there will be signs in the earth, the sun and the moon, and great shaking, perplexity among the nations, men's hearts failing for what they must pass through. Now, I think I said this in part one. If not, I say it now, that whenever the Lord said there will be something, you can look for it. Now, we're subject to say that and miss it, but the Lord is not. So he said there will be signs in the earth, the moon, and the stars. So the Lord said it's going to happen, okay? It's going to happen, people. There are going to be signs in the earth, the moon, and the stars, okay? And he said in great shaping, he said perplexity among the nations. The word perplexity means a state where there will be unable to grasp something clearly or to think logically or decisively about something. So the Lord lets you know that even during this time, there are going to be perplexity among the nations, that the nations is going to get to the point where the people, it's going to be hard for them to grasp what's happening, per se, or to understand the signs and things that's going on, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And to even think logically, okay? But see, these are signs that is to come about. He said there are going to be signs in the earth and the moon, you know, the earth, the moon, the sun. It's going to be signs because of any connection dealing with the stars. And he said it's going to be great shaping, perplexity among the nations, men's hearts failing for what they must pass through. Okay? Because man becomes extremely fearful, quote, when he can't figure out what's happening. Okay? Or where he can't explain what's going on. You know, for example, look at the coronavirus. Look at the fear that grip not only the world, but this nation that we're in. I mean, people was dying by the hundreds or thousands. And, you know, man was like, what do I do? And in the fear, you know, it was people, they were hard for people to grasp what was happening, to even think and all of that. And right now, it's still like that in a sense now. The world, especially this nation, have not recovered. In fact, this thing has brought on a change on this earth. And, you know, people say, well, we need to go back to normalcy. Well, I got to tell you this news. Ain't going to be no more normalcy, per se. This, it's been a shift. And you can sense the change that has hit this earth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. And so, having said that, if you have your Bibles, let's go from there. Let's go to Luke chapter 21. Let's go to Luke chapter 21. Amen. The Bible's here. Now, if those of you that's listening, if you don't have a Bible, hey, just listen along with us. If you got a pencil, piece of paper, hey, write this down and take it back to the Lord. Amen? Write it down and take it back to the Lord. Okay? For those of you that have Bibles, okay, hey, just follow along with me because I'm definitely one who likes to put people's eyes on that which I'm saying. Okay? You know, sometimes people just want you to listen to them talk all the time. And don't get me wrong, talking has its place. You know, sometimes you may not have, the one that's speaking may not have a Bible with them, and the one that's listening may not have a Bible with them. But in other times, if you got the word, you know, it's best that if you're going to speak on it and show. Amen? Now, Luke chapter 21, and I want to read verse 25 and verse 26. Luke chapter 21, verse 25 and 26. And the word of God says, and there shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Do you see that? See, Jesus, and this is Luke recorded, this is Jesus speaking, okay? Hallelujah. And I just read to you from the 105th message from the word of the Lord that it says the same thing. And so Jesus, in sending his angel messenger, the Elijah, with the 105th message, once again did not deviate from what he originally said in the Bible in Luke chapter 21. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He didn't deviate from it, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. That's why I say that if angel come to you or a human that said God has sent them, you have a dream or a vision, whatever, if it contradicts the written word, what's already written, you can throw it in the garbage can. Okay? Amen. And sometimes people get deceived because they don't have a heart to search stuff up. Okay? You have many people that have a lazy spirit. They don't search up nothing. They rather see does it sound good to their ears. Amen. And you'll come to understand that everything that sounds good not necessarily always is good. Okay? And you'll find out that sometimes though things may sound like the word, sometimes it's not necessarily the word. Okay? Because remember, you have an adversary out there named Satan. And Satan is known to take some truth and twist it. Okay? So that's why you have to do your due diligence, you know, in looking up. You know, if someone tell you that God said this and that, and especially if it's something you never heard before, okay, actually say, hey, I need scripture so I can look this up. Now, when you come across that someone and they tell you, ah, it's in there, then you can just go ahead and walk away, okay? Because ah, it's in there, they ain't going to tell me nothing. But however, if they give you scriptures, then you take that scriptures and search it out yourself, okay? You got to, as Christians, you got to train yourself to do that. Listen, I want to say this right quick. Quit being so quick to see if what you heard sounds good to your ears. Okay? Search it out. Amen. Now, another thing that in the scriptures here, looking at Luke 21 and 25, Jesus spoke about, verse 25, he said, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations. Okay? Distress of nations. Hallelujah. with perplexity. Now, perplexity, I define you as, you know, being unable to grasp, you know, what's going on, okay? Being unable to do that. Being unable to think logically or to think clearly, okay? That's when you're perplexed. And like I said, men come perplexed, especially, you know, when they can't figure this thing out, okay? And so here in Luke 21, 25, he mentions distress of nations, okay? Hallelujah. And distress of nations, the word distress, is dealing with, according to the Greek word, sunake, it means anxiety, or in other words, pain or apprehensive uneasiness of mind, usually over an impending or anticipated ill. So the distress of nations mean their mind is uneased over something that they are anticipating, you know, that's going to happen. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. And see, it says the sea and the waves roaring. So they are anticipating what? Destruction. Amen. And they're going to see these things. The nations are going to see these things, and they're going to become uneasy at mind. They're not going to be able to grasp what is all this. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're going to be anticipating destruction. But see, this is also going to be a sign of Christ coming. Amen. And don't think that the preaching that they heard about the coming of Christ and the destruction that he is going to execute on the wicked. Hallelujah. Don't think that this won't come to mind, people. Because, see, when things happen in the earth, and man with his own mind can't figure it out, he becomes stressed out. As I gave you the example before, the coronavirus. Now you got the Omicron, yeah, the Lambda, the Mu, the Delta, you know. And man becomes perplexed. They come stressed out. Okay? The sea and the waves roaring is what Jesus said. It must going to be roaring in a certain way to affect them by what they see. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go to the book of Joel, this Old Testament. Book of Joel, chapter 2. The book of Joel, chapter 2, Old Testament. Some of you may be saying, oh, man, Brother Nate, why you have to go there? Well, it's part of the Word of God, people. Okay, you know, I know it's embarrassing for some, and man, I don't even know where to find it at, you know, because to be honest with you, some of us have not looked in the Bible in I don't know how long, you know, and we're claiming Christianity, but that's another story. Okay, Joel chapter 2, now look at verse 1, it said, blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. Now, in other words, the Lord said, warn the people. Okay? That's why he said, blow the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm. Warn them. That's what trumpets and alarms, one of the things they were used for, to warn the people. The alarm, the distinct sound indicated something to them. Warn them, okay? And as Christians, we're supposed to be warning the people. But we're spending too much time trying to be friends with them. We're supposed to be warning the people. Now, do that mean everybody going to hear? No, it don't mean that. Let's be real. Everybody's not going to hear you, but at least they're given a chance. So in the day of judgment, the Lord going to say, hey, I had my servant so-and-so to warn you. Remember, he said, the gospel shall be preached unto all nations, then shall the end come. okay? That's why there's no way he can come any day now, because the gospel ain't been preached to all nations. Amen? Now, let's look at verse 10, same book of Joel chapter 2, verse 10. And the word of God said, earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For he is strong that executed his words, for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? So these signs that's going to be in the earth, the moon, and the stars, according to Joel, he said, the sun and the moon is going to be dark. He said, and the stars shall withdraw their shine. So their light going to go out. Amen. Hallelujah. Looking at verse 30. This is the signs of Christ coming. Okay. Verse 30. Same chapter, chapter 2. The Lord said, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. He said before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. So these signs is to happen before Christ places feet on earth, as a, these is supposed to be an indicator of Christ's return. Okay? Amen. Now look how many times in this one chapter, if you read that chapter 2 alone, how many times he stressed on this, that lets you know this thing going to really happen. The sun and the moon and the stars going to be affected. And if you notice in common, what's the main thing of them going to be affected? Their light. Their light. Look at chapter 3, Joel, verse 15. Chapter 3, Joel, verse 15. The word said, the sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shine. Now, if you look at chapter 2 and chapter 3, look how many times the Lord had Joel to repeat about the sun, the moon, and the star. See, one thing about it that I come to understand, when the Lord started to repeat something to you, he's trying to really get this point to you. Sometimes when he repeats something over and over, that lets you know it's going to soon happen. But he wants to really get this point over to you that there are going to be things that you're going to be able to see that's going to be affected, and they're going to be effective in being used as a sign of my coming. And that's why Jesus said in Luke 21, there shall be sign in the what? The sun, the moon, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if you notice one thing about the sun and the moon and the star that it talks about in these two chapters that's going to be affected once again is the light. The light of it is going to be affected. He said the sun going to be darkened, the moon going to be darkened, and the stars their brightness, their shining, going to withdraw from it. Man, that's going to be darkness, people. Amen. Could you imagine how the world would act to know that? And once again, you know, that's going to be some darkness. And you can imagine when this thing like this happened, the world going to be so stressed out. What's happening? We've never seen this before. What's going on? To have this kind of darkness. See, the world is used to darkness that comes at a certain time, but yet still you have the moon either shining or your stars. But to have the moon, the sun, and the stars stop shining, that's big time darkness, people. You know that's going to be new to the world. And you can see why they were going to panic. Hey, you know, we don't know what to do. But it's going to be a sign and an indication of Christ's return. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And see, when the light go out, one of the things I want you to think about on this, when the light go out, let's look on this thing on the spiritual side too. When the light goes out, hallelujah, then there's darkness. The door of salvation is closed. You understand that? Because see, still, why we as Christians is on this earth and during the time of the testing of the saints where the Antichrist arise and all that, okay, and do what he's going to do, we're still going to have to preach the gospel. Even though the Bible talks about the mark of the beast, everybody's not going to accept the mark of the beast. And there are people that's not going to accept it that would need the gospel preached to them. But when the gospel is preaching to all the world, Jesus said, then shall the end come. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when Jesus stepped his feet on earth, you know, these signs that show right here, Jesus stepped his feet on earth, that's the end of spreading the gospel of salvation now on this in this age right here. Because what? What is he going to do when he come back? He's coming back for his people, but also at the same time, dish out destruction upon the wicked. And all that had not accepted Christ is going to be caught up in that destruction. You get it? Because salvation is life, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Salvation is life. And when that go out, okay, when the light go out, you know, that's it. I mean, ain't no darkness in the third heaven where the Lord at. You know that? No darkness up there. Some people walk around and say, hey, some of us ain't got no light. No, it's light there. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. And look at verse 29. Amen. Matthew chapter 24. Verse 29. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. The word of God says, immediately after the tribulation of those days. Okay? Now stop here for a minute. Now, when you read, let's say, starting from verse 4 to verse 28, this will be representation of the tribulation of those days. So here in verse 29, Jesus said, immediately after the tribulation of those days, okay, shall the sun, something going to happen to the sun. He said, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Okay? You get that? Why? Because these things are going to be used as a sign. And what he said in verse 30, and then shall appear. You get that? Then shall appear. So these signs that's to be in the sun, the moon, the stars got to happen first. Their light going out has to happen first. That's an indication of Christ coming. Once again, could you imagine? Just think about imagine the world going in panic and chaos. When that kind of total darkness hit the earth because there is no light from the sun, the moon, or the stars. You get that? The people of the earth at that time going to be stressed out. The people of the world going to be stressed out because he said the stress of the nation. This is going to affect the whole world, people. Amen. God's people don't have to be afraid because they're going to know what this is dealing with. They're going to know what it is about, okay? But the world's going to be afraid because, once again, if it's something that the world can't figure out, they're going to be stressed out. Amen. Glory to God. Now, Jesus says here in verse 29 that the stars of heaven, Matthew 24 and 29, shall fall. Now, when I looked up the word fall here, because he said the stars of heaven shall fall, the stars shall fall from heaven, and looking up the word fall in the original Greek, and I noticed that the word fall had more than one Greek word. Well, the Greek word that fits this right here in this verse here is ekpipto, and that means to lose or become inefficient. So the star is going to fall from heaven. They're going to lose or become inefficient from heaven. In other words, this would tie in to what Joel told us, okay? Remember when Joel said that the stars shall lose their shining, their light or their brightness, okay? Now remember, the Bible mentions heavens with an S, which means that there are more than one heaven. There's a first, second, and third. There's three heavens. Now, where the stars, the sun, and the moon is called the second heaven or the stellar heavens, okay? So when he said the powers, the stars shall fall from heaven, lose that inefficiency, there's called inefficiency, okay? Joel told us that they was going to lose their brightness, their shining, okay? Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, just step back for a minute. Just think on that. The light from the sun, the light from the moon, and the light from the stars, all of them go out. Just imagine it. I remember Brother Eddie Lee, you know, our brother that'd be on the broadcast with us, he testified that when he was in Africa, when they was on missionary work, and he talked about how that, you know, they was in, they slept in I don't know if he said a hut or a tent or something, and he, you know, they ain't had no lamps or something, and he said when it got night, it got pitch dark. He said you couldn't even see your hand in front of your face. Now, just imagine the light of the sun, the moon, and the stars go out. Okay? That's the kind of darkness. You know, you got, if I could title this, some regular type darkness, you know, where people, people say, I can't sleep. Turn the light out. They like sleep in darkness. But there's going to be kind of a different, you know, I encountered that. In fact, we've counted that a few times ourselves. You know, right where we stay here now, there's a street right out in the front here. It's a little small street with a light pole. And I remember one time when the lights was out in the house, and then the lights was out on the light poles in the street, and it was like almost like pitch dark that you couldn't see nothing. So on something like that, just think the whole world like that. Now, we ain't talking about just in your area where the lights may have went out in your town. We talking about the whole world. See, if the light was just out in your town, you can jump in your car, crank your car up, turn the lights on there, drive to the next town, have light. But this right here is going to be the world over where you're not going to be able to drive anywhere, okay, to get, quote, some lights per se from the sun and the moon and stars, okay? That's very deep, people. I mean, there are some signs that get your attention quick. okay? That's going to be one of them. That's going to be one of the signs that's going to announce the second coming of Christ, and it's going to get people attention quick. Hallelujah. Especially day of this world. Amen. Now, let's go to Revelation chapter 6. And this will perhaps be our last scripture. Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6. And we're going to look at, read verse 12 and 13. Revelation chapter 6, verse 12 and 13. Glory be to God. Revelation chapter 6, verse 12 through 13. And the word of God says, "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair. And the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind." The stars of heaven fell. Amen. And these are all signs once again. The sun became black as sackcloth of hair. Okay. The moon became as blood. All these dealing with the losing of their light. All of these is dealing with the signs that will be shown. There are signs that are going to be shown to announce the second coming of Christ. That's why, as I said before, there are those who preach, we can be gone any day now as part of the pre-trib, and they have made it like Jesus is going to come a second and third time. Well, that's why, according to the word we see here, that couldn't be true, because when Jesus come again, we see what's going to happen to the sun, the moon, the stars. And it didn't tell you that that's going to happen to the sun, the moon, the stars twice, okay, which will represent a second and third time of Christ coming. But it didn't. It let you know this thing is going to happen this time right here to announce his second coming, okay? The sun, black as sackcloth, sackcloth of hair. Okay, from what I understand, sackcloth was a coarse black cloth, okay? Commonly, though now, but not always made of hair, it was used for sacks, for strainers, for mourning garments, okay? But, you know, it was a coarse black cloth, okay? So people, it's going to get pretty dark. And once again, the world is going to be stressed out over this. Going to be stressed out, man. I mean, like, they're going to be anticipating something bad to happen to us. Okay? They're going to be anticipating. Their minds are not going to be at ease. We see that distress of nation, perplexity. Their mind's not going to be at ease. When these signs hit, their mind's not going to be at ease. You know, you listen to reports today, like today and some years earlier, how they were talking about, well, it seemed like a big asteroid is heading to Earth. Okay? I want you to understand this, that once again, the Lord is letting us see and to understand that when he comes, there are going to be signs given. I'm giving you scripture here and a chance, go look it up yourself. He is not coming a second and third time. Okay? And we see from the scriptures here, it's just going to be this time, this one time here, in these last days, that this is going to happen with the sun, the moon, and the star. The Bible does not give no indication that this is going to be a continuous thing. So for us to, as Christians, put it like that Christ is coming back a second and third time, that couldn't be true, because this sign is going to be given once to indicate his second return, to indicate rather his return. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There's signs that are going to be given. The nations is going to be, the world is going to be shook up. Going to be shook up by what they're going to see in this. Okay? And there's no doubt, as a Christian, you testify to this to people, especially that are not Christians, to hear such a thing like that, many of them is not going to believe. Because people are in the realm of the natural. And so you have to, quote, tell them something natural that they can, quote, see that it could happen because it's natural. Okay? But when these things happen, you can best believe they're going to anticipate. That's why they're going to be stressed out and be perplexed, because they're going to anticipate, the world going to anticipate, oh, man, something finna happen. And the Bible said that men's heart's going to fail from fear, looking toward the things that they will have to, must pass through. Now, the true believers is not going to be in fear. The true believers are not going to be in fear. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for the word of the Lord today. Thank you, Jesus. All glory and honor and praise go to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because he's worthy to be praised and to be glorified, people. He is. Amen. He's worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Yes, Lord. And so it is important that we understand what the word is giving us this day. And I'm going to say this too, and I don't, not try to offend my Christian brothers and sisters when I say this in the Lord, but I wish it was true that we can be going any day now. I really wish it was true. You know, sounds great. I mean, to know that at any time I can be heading to work and the Lord said, come on, time to come on up here and take me, and my car keep rolling and hit a tree, or maybe I don't start the car. Maybe I get in the car and get ready for the go and ploop, gone, so the car's still sitting in the yard. That sounds like a welcome sight to me. But it's not going to be so. It's really not going to be so, people. Like I said, I wish it would, but it's not going to be so. Amen. And so we're going to have to spend, as Christians, more and more of our time warning the people. Now, if you look at what's happening today, I want to say it to you again. The world has now went through a change cycle. And some of you say, hey, I just can't wait till things get back to normal. I got news for you. Okay. Telling you, as Christians, you know, if you're looking for a home, pray to God, bless you with a home to be in a good spot where you can have your garden and things like that. I was talking to another brother in Christ on my job today, and we was, you know, somewhat talking about this. And I got told, I said, I'm trying to let people know that we're going to have to be obedient to being prepared. Now, there is a spiritual prepare. Now, you know, you got some Christians think that all you need to be prepared is spiritually. And number one thing is spiritually, but not just spiritually, okay? You're gonna have to prepare in the natural too, saving up food and stuff. But people, listen, you're not going to be snatched up anytime. And when this stuff happens and hits, because, and I'm taking a few minutes to speak on this, first of all, look at your grocery stores, people. Okay, look at it besides the many of the empty shelves, okay? We got many empty shelves, but look at the prices. How you going to compete with that? Now, some of you may say, well, I got a good job. Well, okay, I'm going to see how long you're going to hang with that. Because I don't care if you have a good job. Your good jobs is not going to outlast these inflation of these prices. And remember this. You might have good jobs, but other things that's connected to you is going up, like your insurance. Yeah. Health insurance going up. Home insurance, car insurance. Okay. So you got to use that money for other than just buying stuff to eat. So how are you going to compete with that? Not going to be able to compete with that. Not in the natural. You ain't not on your own. But see, the Lord has told you things to even do in the natural to prepare yourself. Now, here's the thing about some Christians when you tell them this. They think that when you are preparing and saving up food and water and tilling the ground to grow the fruits from the soil and all that, they think it's not safe. I said, but understand that faith is hearing and obeying the word of God. That includes faith. Think about it. Did or did not Noah have to prepare in the natural for what was coming? Did or did he not have to build an ark? How come Noah couldn't say, hey, I just need to be prepared spiritually and I'd be okay? How come he didn't just do that? Why is it that Almighty God told him to build an ark? If he needed only to be prepared spiritually, why would Almighty God tell him to build an ark? Why would he do that? See, our Lord is about balance, people. Yes, he wants us to be prepared spiritually, but you're going to have to do some things in this natural realm to be prepared too. Now, if you think just going off and just saying, oh, I got faith and not preparing, and saving and stuff like that is going to carry you, then I'm going to watch and see how far that take you. Because what's going to happen, you're going to starve with the people that starve. If Noah wouldn't have built the ark, if Noah would have said to himself, wait, I talk to the true and living God. I ain't got to do this thing. God will take care of me. Then when the flood came, guess what? He would have drowned. He would have drowned. Amen. So we thank the Lord for this day. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this time you've given us as we have gone into the Word of God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done this night. Father, I pray that as I have planted a seed that you will water and bring forth the increase. I pray that someone had heard tonight and it touched them, and they would turn and inquire of you. So, dear Lord, I thank you for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. And I give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. So, I thank God for all you've been listening. Lord, say the same. Look for the advertisement tomorrow for another broadcast. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.